I have to say the word, all systems go.
Hysterical.
My first voiceover, and I'm the voice of a loo. It's lovely.
Hello and welcome to the Radio Academy podcast. My name is Christian Hugill, and it's the last time I'll be presenting this pod, but never fear, I will introduce you to a shiny new host at the end, and it will still be the pod that gives you a cool new thing to listen to, as well as giving you a behind-the-scenes insight into some exceptional audio in every episode. You can listen to this for free, but even more amazing Radio Academy content, career help, big-name interviews, all of that is all available by searching Radio Academy membership, and there you will get all the details on how to sign up for just a few quid a month. Now, this week, it's these guys.
Hello and welcome to Help I Sexted My Boss, the podcast where we help you navigate the challenges of modern life. Answering your 21st century... What?
I can tell you've come back to us from BBC Three. All your hand gestures, like you're talking to a camera.
Not today.
Sorry.
What? I was just...
You were just very...
I was going for it.
You were going for it. You do you.
I was just...
It was fun.
Answering your 21st century questions, and I believe, oh, hang on, it's competition time.
I love Help I Sexted My Boss, and joining us this week is one of its presenters, William Hansen, and producer Ben Cartwright. They are here to talk about how the podcast has grown and the importance of its transition to TikTok. Now, a couple of bits of housekeeping. The first is Jordan North, the pod's other host, couldn't make it. The reason why is hilarious, listen out for that. And this interview was recorded last year, before Christmas. You know how these things work. If they say this year, they mean last year. You're with me, I'm sure. Now, Mr. Hansen starts by, for those that don't know, telling us a little bit about the pod.
Well, each week or twice a week, my co-presenter, who's not here because he's doing something with Jason Derulo, he and Jordan and I will answer listener dilemmas. And these are dilemmas that are slightly more shocking etiquette or modern manners dilemmas than sort of traditional etiquette books or what I would do in my day job as an etiquette coach. So, for example, what to do if you accidentally sext your boss? You're meant to sort of send a sort of a steamy text to your significant other, but it goes to your boss. How do you react? Or things like, when do you change your Netflix password? When you split up with your boyfriend or girlfriend, do you leave it a day? Do you leave it a week? Do you leave it a month? A full billing cycle? Or do you not change it at all because secretly you want them back? That sort of thing. So Jordan and I, obviously Jordan comes from the north, from a place called Burnley, and he has different opinions sometimes than me. I do not come from the north, although I have visited Burnley. And Ben, our producer, sitting on my right hand, as it were, over here, he produces it and collates it and has really created the success it is. And it's really all down to him. However, Jordan and I will gladly take the credit.
Well, in which case, my next question was going to be to Ben anyway. And Ben, I'm putting you in a slightly awkward position now, but the podcast has been running for a number of years. It's been hugely successful. In your view, what has made it so successful? Why has it taken off?
I thought you were going to ask me which presenter was my favourite, which would be a hard question to answer. No, why has it been successful? I mean, I think there are a number of things. I think from the very start, everyone involved in the podcast, sort of on mic and off mic, were all hungry to see it grow and also excited by it and thought that there was something there. So from the very start, we did everything we could to reach new eyes and ears and introduce them to Help I Sexted My Boss. And obviously along the way from that point in 2018, when I think William and Jordan both lived up in Manchester, this was a time before Jordan was a household name, obviously through I'm a Celebrity and the drive time host on Radio 1. He was, I think, doing cover at Radio 1 when we started the podcast. So sort of William and Jordan's profiles have obviously grown alongside it, and that always helps. But then I think we've always, as a podcast and as a brand, looked at ways of reaching new people, which is obviously such an important thing for any podcast, especially for us at Audio Always, in terms of producing this podcast as one of our originals. This is something that we need to find the revenue streams for. We need to find that success ourselves. This isn't being paid by a commissioner. This is a sort of business project from our end. So yeah, I think that hunger, and then obviously we can't ignore the fact that Jordan went on I'm a Celebrity, went into the Wales Castle and things like that along the way.
Yes. And I, at the same time, I did an interview for the Hearts advertiser. And I think really both that into, I mean, we mustn't overlook that. That was
sorry. That was my next thing.
Yeah.
No, I remember it well. But moving away from the Hearts, moving away from the Hearts advertiser, albeit temporarily. William, you've alluded to it. Your double act, your chemistry is perhaps, well, I'm slightly lost for words, which is unusual for me. It's, to say the least, a little unusual. How did that come about? Because you two aren't necessarily, if you spoke to you in isolation, two that would immediately go together. But I'm guessing that's why the podcast has sort of worked.
Yes, well, I guess so. I mean, it's so everyone says, oh, it's so unusual, you sort of, your chemistry, and you'd say exactly what you have just said, Christian. To me, it's just very everyday. It's just very normal. I don't see it as weird, but I suspect if I sort of took myself out of it and landed on Earth and spent a week in Britain and sort of understood the class structure of Britain that does still exist, and then sort of discovered Help I Sexted My Boss, you might go, oh, that is a bit weird. But luckily, Jordan and I have a huge amount of love and mutual respect for each other. And I think that's what, you know, Jordan and I knew each other for many, many years. Probably still, we've known each other for more years than we haven't done the podcast than we have. Obviously, we've become even closer because of the podcast. But yes, it is a bit odd when you think about it, but it's just very normal to me.
It must feel normal as well, because you've alluded to something what I suspect is quite important, that a genuine friendship there as well. This is not two people who've been thrown together who are from different backgrounds. There's a proper genuine warmth and love and friendship between you two. I think that comes across.
Yes, it's sort of, yes, and so many double acts on TV and radio perhaps are sort of slightly pushed together and often can work. But sort of if we are an iceberg, what you see on or hear on Sexted or see on TikTok, there's a lot under the water, the sort of the foundations of our pairing. Ben, why is the producer smiling at me in a funny way?
I'm just happy to be
here. You're just happy to be here. However, and I'm going to say this now because he'll want me to say this. One of the many, many positive things to come out of Help I Sexted My Boss is my friendship with Ben as well, which perhaps doesn't get communicated enough, but that's one of the things that makes me enjoy doing the podcast. Ben's going to say equally nice things now. You just say nice things about me. That's all you have to say.
I think it's interesting because obviously, yeah, the differences between William and Jordan are always, well, they're very clear to see in terms of upbringing. But then I guess when you put them in a room together, there are a lot of similarities in terms of sense of humour. I guess that openness to sort of being able to laugh at yourselves, both William and Jordan are sort of are able to do that in spades. And I think us coming together every time that we press record, and yes, we put a lot of thought into the different things we do, but at the basis of it, I always just think, look, if William and Jordan specifically are here just to make each other laugh, then that's gonna make content that people are gonna want to hear at this point in time, because they're great together.
So, you know, a couple of series ago, I can't remember what it was, series 4 maybe, we agreed that if we got to 50, we would become safety husbands.
Yeah.
Well, next year, Mikey and I are going to get married.
Oh,
don't, stop it.
Are you actually?
Yes.
Oh my God! Are you engaged?
We are.
Oh, give us a hug! Oh, I'm so happy for you! Oh! William!
Thank you.
Oh, I'm going to cry!
Oh, don't. I will.
Oh!
Oh.
Mm. So we're not getting married at 50? Was it 40?
Well, I mean, it could all go wrong.
Are you
right? Right, but...
Can I text Mikey?
Yes.
Oh, whenever... why am I being really camp? Oh, I'm so happy for you!
You're going to a gay wedding!
Yes!
Ben, you mentioned the key word to me there is openness. As the podcast has got bigger, certainly listening to it, you guys have put more and more of yourselves into it, and also your personal lives. You know, William, you talk an awful lot about your husband, a good friend of mine.
Mm.
Is that something you have to think about, especially as the profile of the pod has risen, because you know, you're putting an awful lot of yourselves into it.
Yes. I don't think I've ever said anything that I have regretted saying yet, but because particularly in the last year, the podcast is doing even better than it ever has done, you then get people that will say to... You get people listening that you don't necessarily expect will hear, or people, you know, someone, there's someone that works with my mother at the hospital in Bristol. My mother volunteers there on a Friday, and my mother's colleague has started to listen and will repeat things piecemeal to my mother. And hello, Tracy, if you're listening to this. And she'll repeat things piecemeal, and maybe I then worry, oh, hang on, is my mother, who does not listen, but is my mother going to be offended that I have said this? Because actually my mother hasn't had the context yes. given. It's just sort of a little bit. Now, my parents are very relaxed about it. And also, actually, with them, and actually even with Mikey, my now husband, Jordan does impressions of them and sort of the... a fake version of my parents and Mikey exists, which I like, because it means that sort of we're not really talking about my parents, and so we can sort of get away with inferring my mother's Zsa Zsa Gabor, which is what Jordan's impression has bizarrely become, and that she's this alcoholic Eastern European, that my father is this incredibly right-wing, sweary character, which could not be anything further from the truth, and that my husband is a bricklayer from Wakefield, and they're not. So that sort of, it's a bit of a comfort blanket for me, because then we're not really talking about them.
It's funny because, and this is why I smiled originally, I've just remembered, that we you do actually talk a lot about... Do you have to take a sip every time?
I'm so sorry. I feel
so distracting. I'm sorry, but why are you doing that? The thing is with William and Jordan, that you are open to sharing pretty much everything, warts and all. So, for example, earlier in the year, well, actually in 2022, we made the decision to put episodes out every week. We were sort of doing series where maybe we do 16 weeks in a row and then have 16 weeks off or something like that. Not that specific, but something like that. But in 2022, we made the decision, look, our audience are sort of invested and they're up for staying with us throughout the year. So we made that decision, and then until there was one particularly heated moment between our hosts, and as any friends, there are sometimes points of differences and different perspectives that need to be considered, and it might have led to some sort of debate along the way. So we had a week off, and
we had a spectacular falling out. Is what Ben is trying to say.
And I think I don't, like, obviously we haven't gone into the ins and outs maybe of that falling out, but we've alluded to it, and it was mentioned. It wasn't, we didn't hide away. We weren't saying that this is sort of all it's all roses.
No, and ultimately Jordan said he was sorry, so that's all fine.
and he's not here. And if he was here, he could defend himself, but he's not. So yeah, Jordan,
he's not exactly. So
the funny thing for me, as the side show, as it were, of the podcast, very, or maybe the behind show,
or no show,
is how much people and the people who listen sort of are connected with all of our lives. So, for example, we did a run of tour dates, which seems like a million miles away now, but only earlier in the year we did a run of tour dates around the UK and Ireland, and finish off in the Shepherd's Bush Empire here in London. And every night of the tour, I'd go on stage. I don't need to share what I did on stage, but I'd hear the audience screaming my dog's name back at me, and they would be screaming Diego, like it was sort of just a thing. And I'm like, this is my dog. Like, it's not even just me. Like, I'm no one. My dog's a nobody.
He's not a nobody. He's a golden
dog. Now. It's the old-fashioned thing of, you know, radio shows and that podcast create little communities, don't they? And it's lovely when they sort of naturally form. In terms of expanding the podcast, you guys are talking to me from a gorgeous setup, a gorgeous little studio, which will be familiar to anyone who has seen clips of the podcast on TikTok. But Ben, starting with yourself, how has the podcast changed in its growth almost since you guys started? And how much of a thing for the pod? How have the visuals become?
As I mentioned earlier, I think we've always been... or hoped to be quite creative in the ways that we try and find new listeners. And We have, as you mentioned as well, the community that we created. We've done many things over the years that have sort of tried to nurture that. I think whenever a new social media app comes along, there is always a sense of, oh, well, I'm not going to give that one a go. And that was the case with TikTok. And we sort of, I think we started an account because it was like, well, it's there and let's see what happens. And then we're like, right, well, this could be something. We're seeing other podcasts maybe starting there, and we think, oh, we could do this in our own way. And we've got such great content with William and Jordan that is going out there audibly, but no one's ever seeing it. And also we were getting listeners who were commenting on our Instagram saying, oh, like, can we see clips of this? I think this would be so.
Well, it started during COVID, wasn't it? Because then obviously we were all on Zoom, and so we would put out the Zoom videos. And I think that was probably the first time we had visualized anything, and we thus saw that there was an appetite.
So then it just became the decision of like, right, if we're going to do this, we're going to do this. So we actually moved into a studio space in West London, and we started putting out, yeah, clips, I think just one a week or something like that, and of just sort of one moment in the podcast. And it was doing okay. We were getting a few thousand views probably on the clips, and probably similar to what we were doing on Instagram. And really in the last sort of 3 to 6 months, we've seen on TikTok just massive growth, and videos getting millions of views. And as you mentioned, I've sort of met people in the pub and they said, oh, that, like that podcast from TikTok. And I think, again, like as I've sort of alluded to, like finding new listeners to podcasts is not an easy thing. So when we've got William and Jordan, who are so brilliantly funny on a podcast and creating moments and with our listeners as well, because a lot of our clips that go quotation marks viral on TikTok are sort of involve the letters that we get sent in. It's such a huge part of the show. So we're always now just thinking about how we can use that platform to just bring more people into the podcast. I think TikTok is now our biggest platform. It's got 500,000 followers now, which is just incredible. I think when we started, we always said, look, this TikTok platform is all about getting new people onto the podcast. So yes, it's incredibly important. It's a lot of fun. We're doing random bits on there. Jordan's doing sort of viral TikTok dances.
So annoying. The other day, he came in, we were recording, and he just went, oh, I've got this idea for TikTok. And actually, you know, Ben and Tia and everyone at Audio Always put in a lot of thought into our TikTok. Jordan literally put zero thought into this, went, right, let me do this lip sync to some god-awful sound that was trending at the time on TikTok. Lip synced as I was sort of sitting in this chair now putting on my makeup. 1.5 million views.
Now that is expecting, isn't it?
It's like just... I mean, I benefit from that, but just it's annoying.
It's nearly the levels of the advertiser interview you mentioned earlier, William.
It is nearly. We're approaching the Hearts advertiser readership.
Nearly. I suppose the final question would be, I mean, as I say, that even that sentence you said there, Ben, that's podcasts from TikTok. Like, even that's a fascinating thing and shows you where podcasting has gone. Where would you like to take the pod next? Are there more plans for tours, more video output? Is there an idea of, right, this is where we want to go next? Or is it carry on because it's working?
There are a lot of big things that we've got thoughts of doing. Nothing is set in stone currently. I think the beauty of Help I Sexed My Boss, and I guess specifically William and Jordan, as I said, is that at its very core, you stick a microphone, two microphones, in front of William and Jordan and press record, and it will create something that people want to listen to, which is an amazing place to be. Because at this point now, after the years of work on it and creating that community, we've got a sort of group of listeners that are really engaged and love hearing William and Jordan just chatting about their lives and then responding to whatever they have to say, and having that, again, that open and caring space. Even like we've had moments this year and previous years as well, but especially this year, where listeners might have got in touch saying they're struggling or whatever, this is happening with their lives and they're feeling confused, and William and Jordan are able to do that. This isn't just about sexting jokes or willy jokes or whatever the sort of jokes that William and Jordan concoct. So yeah, I think we have exciting plans. We've seen incredible growth across that TikTok platform that we spoke about and on Instagram, and then more importantly in terms of listeners who are coming to the podcast week in, week out. So with that, I think we've now got something that we could be doing much more with, and it starts with this space, having like a studio that is specifically for Help I Sexted My Boss is an incredible place to be, and something that I don't think we would have imagined even sort of a couple of years ago, pre-COVID. And now here we are putting out daily clips and having sort of really exciting ideas that at some point soon we're sort of going to be able to share with the world and get going with. So yeah, there is a lot, isn't there, that is sort of just around the corner.
I do need to finish though by picking up on something that was said at the start, and I let it go, but I was never going to completely let it go.
Oh right.
Why is Jordan North with Jason Derulo, please?
He's doing a new show for BBC Three called Project Icon, which is airing in 2023. It's a talent show of sorts. I'm not really sure of the format. We'll all watch eagerly when it airs, but it's Jason Derulo and also with Becky Hill, although as my mother keeps calling her Beth Watson, I don't know why, but my mother keeps saying that she loves Beth Watson's music. So it's Jordan, Jason and Beth doing Project Icon for BBC Three.
Coming soon, Beth Watson and Jordan North.
She sounds like an Olympian, Beth Watson, do you not think?
Thank you to my luxurious guests, producer Ben and Mr. William Hansen. I couldn't think of finer final guests for the podcast. I've had a great time presenting this pod over the last 6 months. I found out about fascinating projects I knew absolutely nothing about. Even interviewed some of my radio idols like Scott Mills, John Holmes, Craig Charles. You can go back and listen to them should you want to. I've absolutely loved it. Huge thanks to Rasheen Hasty, Sam Bailey and the Radio Academy for having me. Now, at this point, I usually tell you what's coming up next week, but I haven't got the faintest idea, but I know someone who does. New podcast presenter, Laura Rawlings. Hello.
Oh, hello, Christian. Yes, you're putting me right on the spot straight away. I do know what's coming up next week. It's going to be a focus on the fabulous music series that was on Kistory, and it's all about Dance Britannia. So for everyone who was an avid collector of Mixmag back in the day, this is going to be one for you.
Kistory, one of my favourite radio stations, and I'm missing it by a week. I should have stayed on to do one more.
Well, you could still. I've got it in the can, and had a really good chat with Andy, who's been one of the key people working on the series. Yeah, it is like you say, you got to meet some of your absolute radio heroes, not just on Absolute Radio, but you know what I mean. And that is what I'm looking forward to doing on this podcast series as well. It's the chance to get out there and meet some of the people that I love listening to.
Oh, it will be fantastic. You'll have a wonderful time, Laura, like I've done. And give us a bit of a background. How have you fallen in love with radio? Where have you been doing radio over the recent years?
First and foremost, as a listener, growing up listening to the radio, classic, under the covers, age 10, 11, getting into music radio and then agony aunts. And I tried to get into radio for a really long time and eventually found my way in as a volunteer in, I did RSLs, so this is kind of dating me slightly, and then community radio. And then I got my first paid jobs in community radio in Leeds and then Bradford and then into the BBC, where I've been for, I don't know, 12, 13 years presenting radio shows. So yeah, a mixed selection in community and BBC local radio.
Leaving the Radio Academy podcast in extremely safe hands. Well, Laura, enjoy Kistory. I'll be listening. And I'm not just saying that. I love a bit of Kistory. I'll absolutely be listening. Do stick around and join Laura next week for that. Thank you so much for having me. I've loved doing the Radio Academy podcast. Laura, we'll look forward to talking to you next week. Bye for now.
Thanks, Christian.